You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Let's see who we got. Ashley, Joy, Kevin, Corey. That's four for sure. I don't know who's online.
I don't know. Josh
five.
Is talking to somebody else potentially. But yeah, look at that. They do want to talk to us.
Ashley, Joy, Kevin, Corey, and...
Indri. Okay.
All right. We'll save Indri for last.
Okay.
Ashley was the first one in. Hi, Ashley. Good morning.
Good morning, boys.
Hey, girl.
Do you think we were too harsh regarding Jen's husband? But he didn't get her what she wanted. What do you think about that?
You know what? I just tuned in.
Okay.
Yeah, it's never
good. Get
it's all right.
My toddler on the way to his little half-day program.
Oh, yeah. Get him out of there. Yeah. You need your free time.
Just a half day.
Kick that toddler out of there.
Yeah. Mm. But it's why I'm on maternity leave right now with our youngest. And it's my husband's first day back at work. So first time doing this
solo,
by myself.
Huh?
And how's it going? Man. How's it going solo so far this morning?
Well, you know, I kind of cheated a little. My mom and sister are in town, so they helped.
That's nice. Yeah, that's always great. I would call that's my good. Mom from time to time when I had the kiddos alone, and she'd
time
come over and help.
Time to time.
I'm like, Mom, I can't do it today. Come help.
How long do you have for maternity leave?
Well, actually, I'm just used to saying that, but I'm a stay-at-home mom now, so.
Oh, okay. Look at that.
That's pretty cool.
Former kindergarten teacher, though. But once a teacher, always a teacher, I think.
Yeah, that's true. An educator for all time. So,
wonderful.
Hey, at least you won't be going into a kindergarten class and picking up all those sicknesses. Now your kids will just bring them home to you.
Exactly. We did the whole RSV thing in November and stuff, so.
Oh,
yep. It's
hopefully
nasty
we
stuff.
Beat our deuce.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Was it a good Christmas for you? I mean, did you get everything you wanted?
You know, I got my two babies home, so that's what we wanted. So.
Oh, okay. Wonderful.
Fair enough.
Beautiful.
Fair enough. Hey, well, listen, thank you for calling and chatting with us. That's all we want to do. We just want to find out what's going on in people's worlds, and you've got two little ones, so.
Good luck with everything, Ashley.
Thank you.
Yeah, good luck.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. You have a great day. I'm glad she's got help.
I didn't get one baby for Christmas. Not a one.
Thank the Lord.
It was the best Christmas ever.
Here's Joy. Good morning, Joy.
Joy.
Hey, how are ya?
Super.
You know, I got to laugh. We've got some neighbors down the street who have the, you know, the holiday decoration thing up in their yard. It's the three big letters, J-O-Y,
oh, yeah.
Joy, right?
Yeah.
And each letter stands up individually, but the O keeps falling down.
What?
So they will go and they will put the O back up, and then the next day you're driving by and there's the O flat on the ground again. They put it up, the next day it's down again.
Oh,
I finally
man.
Told Gretchen, I said, I think there's a kid in the neighborhood.
Just kicking it down.
Who is going over every night and kicking down the O.
Good.
I think.
It's time to take down the Christmas decorations anyway. I took mine down a couple days ago. It's like, get them sticked
up.
Joy?
Are yours up?
That's early.
No, it's not
early.
Are you a stock show person with, you know, you put them up through the stock show? Keep them up?
No.
Okay. That's, you know, the Colorado rule. I think it's way too long.
I think
I was 2 or 3 days after Christmas. I was like, done. Pack them up.
I would like for ours to be down, but the Christmas tree
pack
is still up. And that's the latest it's ever been up at my house.
Yeah, we took the inside stuff down too. And it's the best feeling because the house feels enormous.
It feels like a new house, doesn't it?
It feels like a giant house with all the crap up.
Joy, what was the highlight of your holidays?
I guess there's two highlights. One, my customers were really nice, good to me. And number two, I got to go to the show at the Gaylord Rockies, the Cirque Spirit of Christmas.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Very cool. What kind of customers?
You.
What industry?
I'm a recycle driver.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's cool.
Right on.
I got to run out and tip my, because the recycle people always come, and the trash people, both of them, always come when I'm on the air.
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't know how I'm going to, you know, I want to tip them.
What'd you give them?
So while we were gone, I actually camped out in the dining room in the morning with my laptop doing work so that I could catch them as they pulled up.
There you
so,
go.
So how many people tipped you this year, Joy? I'm curious.
Well, it varied between my different routes. Some routes, the people were very generous. I had, like, I came home with more than 200 cards one day.
Whoa.
And then another day, I came home with, like, six.
Yeah.
Dang.
So it varied drastically.
What were in the cards? Just cash or gift cards?
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, oftentimes cash, a lot of gift cards, a lot of chocolate and cookies.
What's the biggest amount that you got?
I got a few people gave me $100 bills.
No way.
C-notes for joy.
Yeah.
Is that what you gave out, Dom?
No. But I was generous.
Wow, what a cheapskate, huh, Joy?
Bills.
What a cheapskate, I mean, Dom is. My goodness.
I gave each guy on each crew $20. I mean, that's okay,
that's good,
isn't it?
That's good.
I really am. I'm floored by that.
That is
very,
very generous.
Generosity.
That's very generous.
Well, I will say this. The four guys, because there's two trash guys and two recycle guys, right? Mm-hmm. And they were, all four of them were so appreciative that it made me think not enough people are doing, like, what percentage of houses do you think tip the trash and recycle people? Would you say maybe 5%?
It totally varies between neighborhoods.
But overall,
like I said,
I mean, if you did a cumulative,
overall,
what would you say?
Maybe 10%.
10%?
Yeah, I would. I could see that.
10%.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't even think about it, and I kind of think you should. And I know we're going to get text messages now from people, that's their job, you don't need to
I do have a question. If you're like in a real hoity-toity neighborhood, is it better tips or worse tips? I'm guessing worse.
Worse.
You can say it.
It depends.
Guaranteed worse.
It depends. Some wealthy neighborhoods are very generous, and some wealthy neighborhoods are not so much.
Okay.
So.
And are people coming out and giving them to you, or are they, like, taping them to the barrels? How are they doing it?
Both.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I'm suspicious of the taping.
I don't like
to the
taping,
barrel.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Yeah, unfortunately, I had at least one person approach me, like, when I was across the street from them, and they're like, please tell me you already took the envelope that was on our bin. I was like, oh, I'm sorry, I haven't. And they're like, oh, no.
It fell in.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah.
And a few years ago, somebody told me that you take and you tape it to the inside of the lid so that when they open it up, they see it. Well, about 5 years ago, I did that. And for 3 weeks in a row, they never saw it. They just opened up the bin, so, dumped it in.
Well, and everything's automatic now. They've got the claw thing on there that dumps it in.
Not in our neighborhood.
Right, yeah, I have the automatic one, too. I heard you talk about that a few weeks ago, and I was like, oh, no, that's a terrible idea. But a couple of people actually did that for me this year. But what they did is, like, one person had, like, bright orange tape that they put right on the edge of their can. And I was like, that hasn't been there before. So I pulled the little tab, and sure enough, they had taped it on the inside, and then another person had put, like, a post-it note and drew an arrow.
I'm just afraid that other unscrupulous people will see these little signs and take your gift. That's what I don't like.
Yeah.
That's why I just ran out.
It probably happens. I have no idea how often it happens. Last year, I did open a card that, you know, I could tell had a little slit in it, and then there was, you know, a card, but nothing else.
Man, jerk move.
People are jerks.
Yeah.
Super jerky.
Right.
But most people are wonderful people, as evidenced by the fact
I
that
agree.
You made a few $100.
Yeah, good for you.
Joy?
Yeah.
Joy to you. We've got to run. Thank you for being on the show with us today, okay?
Thanks for coming back. I missed you. It's not as fun
to
be in the podcast.
Well,
we miss you too. Group
especially
hug.
Especially when the podcasts get repeated.
I heard that happened.
Yeah.
Don't worry. Somebody's getting fired today.
Somebody texted in to tell us about that, and I rolled back, and I said, heads will roll, and they didn't like me saying that for some reason.
We think it was Josh's fault, so we're going to pummel
Probably
him.
Probably Josh.
Yeah, we'll beat him
we'll
up.
Fire him. Joy, have a great day.
Thanks, Joy.
I'm happy you guys are back.
Thanks, Joy.
Thank you. It's good to be back. We appreciate you so much. Thank you. All right, let's get to Kevin. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning, boys.
Oh, my God,
Kevin. This might be a quick call. What was the highlight of your holiday?
Oh, highlight. Let's see. Got to go with some family.
Yeah.
Really good meals. Had some prime rib, but I'd have to say the biggest highlight, I got a pack of fake mustaches from my niece. So
you did. Score. What a Christmas blessing. Do you have one on today?
Please tell me you're wearing one right now.
Well, yeah. I do have a real mustache. So,
okay.
Well. But I did take some funny pictures. I made a unibrow out of one.
I was going to say, next step would be the unibrow then.
Yeah.
Or a little goatee or something.
Or have them coming out of your ear or something.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah. That's funny.
So do you have all sorts of facial hair or just a mustache?
I got a mustache and a little goatee. So I made some sideburns out of them and did the unibrow.
Ah, you're funny.
Pictures.
I bet. Yeah, had some laughs. That's pretty good.
Also, you know that game where you put that dental retractor in your mouth and you have to try to say these phrases?
Yep. Yep.
So I got one of those and took a video, me and my family, and sent it out to everybody else who couldn't be there, and just a video of saying
That game grosses me out because, I mean, everybody takes those out of their mouth and then you throw them back in the box. And
it was a one-time thing.
Yeah, you got to really wash those. I don't know if they're dishwasher safe, but that game grosses me out.
Everybody's drooling.
Yes, they are, man.
Yeah, funny. Got time for that.
All right, Kevin, you made us laugh,
we
man.
Run, buddy. Have a great day. Thanks for being on the show.
You too. Thanks, guys.
See you, bud.
We appreciate it. See, this is what we live for, is just shooting the breeze. Corey, good morning.
Good morning.
What are you, what was the highlight of your holiday?
Oh, I got to spend time with the kids. It's been a rough couple years, so it was just nice to kind of just hang out with them.
Well, that's good. That's nice.
Did you get anything special that you really wanted?
I don't know.
No,
the
not really.
Kids all gave me their, you know, their homemade things, and my oldest is about to turn 18, and he's excited. He gets to call the mind bender soon. He got me some nice things, and.
Well, that's great.
And the boyfriend got me some nice things, and so it was all around a good Christmas. It was just.
Do you have any New Year's resolutions?
I have a few. I want to read at least 30 books this year.
All right.
Good.
Yeah, and try not to let people take advantage of me as much, and.
Good.
A whole
that's
bunch
a good
of
one.
Other little, yeah. Just
that's a good one.
That's really
so
good.
So, are you reading something right now? What are you reading this week?
I have not started on it yet. I was gonna.
You're already behind.
Come on, Corey. Crack a
We're
book.
3 days into this mess here.
I know it. I
you could be halfway through
one
by now.
I could be.
But you're not.
I actually am reading like my textbook from. I have to study for a certification soon, so that's what I was.
Okay.
I'm kind of reading.
Kind of
right
a have
now.
To
so
read.
Something fun.
We're doing the same thing in my house. I've proclaimed that we're going to have it be a book year, and we're going to all get together and see how many books we can read this year.
I love it. Keep track of them. I was telling Jeremy earlier this morning to keep a list of every book you read. I've been doing that for like 12
That'd
years.
It'll be a fun little Instagram post at the end of the year, I think.
There was a guy that I'm a big fan of his podcast. His name is Lex Friedman, and he put a post out the other day that said his goal is to do a book a week this year. He wants to do 52 books.
It's not difficult if you actually buckle down and just kind of realize how much you are on social media every day and turn that into reading, sitting on the toilet. I mean, you're thumbing your phone.
And then I got a text this morning, a woman who was asking me to put out a list of my favorites. And I'm like, I don't usually do that, but I think I will to start this year. I think I'll do
it's a lot of Dr. Like Seuss and.
Yeah. Hop on Pop is a classic.
Yeah.
But I think I might do that, like a book club kind of thing, because I always toy with that. And I had Dom's book club on our show years ago. I might go back to that. I don't know.
I would totally join that.
You know, and the thing is, and Jeremy and I are both big readers, so I think it's time to put a little bit more attention this year on that.
Yeah.
Well, good for you.
I need to buy a couple of your books, Dom. And
I think you do, too.
There you go.
Find the books that Jeremy wrote. So.
Find Jeremy's book.
You can get through that one, no problem.
It's called Sneaky Snacks, so get that one for your kids. And I will give you a little tip. The first Eric Swan spy thriller that I wrote, there's five of them out now. The first one is going to be going free here pretty soon.
Look at that.
Oh, sweet.
Like probably within the next few days, it'll just be free.
But you got to finish that textbook first, Corey.
Yeah, but read the textbook.
What's the textbook on?
That was the last job. I'm a pharmacy tech, so I just got to get the certification. I more just want the raise, you know.
So the book's just called Pills.
Pretty much.
How to count by twos or whatever.
We count by fives. We're
Whoa,
really.
Oh, you guys are stepping it up at Walgreens. Right on.
Corey, you could not be more delightful. We hope you have a great day. Thank you for calling us.
Thank you. You guys have a good one.
Thank
love you guys.
You.
Thank you for noticing. We love you back.
Woohoo.
All right, time for one more. Is it Indri? Am I saying that right?
Yes.
Hi, Indri.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you, boys?
We're good. Are we on a speakerphone or Bluetooth with you?
You are on Bluetooth. Yeah, turn it off.
Could you take us off of that, please, and just get on your regular phone? That
it
would help
just
us.
Just sounds so bad.
Okay, is that better?
Oh,
holy crap. That's
night
good.
And day. Indri's been holding for 15 minutes for this call, so we better make this good. Whew.
Well, we're out of time.
People hang up.
What's that? Go ahead.
Don't you hate when people hang up? Sorry, my voice. I kind of lost my voice over the past week.
Yeah, we do. It hurts our feelings.
It does.
For being
it
honest.
Makes us sad.
It hurts my feelings. I'm like, how can you not want to talk to you guys?
We like meeting new people, you know? That's what
Listen
we do.
Listen to all these things we find out. We found out about how to tip your trash and recycle people. I mean, it's an educational show, too. What was the highlight of your holiday? What would you say was the highlight of your holiday, Indri?
We did a lot of skiing and had some great gifts too. So a lot of time with the family.
Yeah, that's awesome. Right.
It was a lot. And then to add to your learning, so you guys were talking about how much water you need to drink every day.
Yeah.
So it's half of your body weight in ounces every day.
Okay, so Dom needs 200 ounces of water. 250?
Shut up. I'm getting slim and trim, man.
Are you?
You better watch out. I'll be able to take you pretty soon.
You are looking really good. Like, really good.
Indri, when you go skiing, what's your favorite place to go? We'll go ahead and give them a plug. What's your go-to spot?
Well, we've been going to A Basin this year because it was the kids' first time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fairly
and
close.
And they have some good, like, kiddie slopes. Mm-hmm. So it was really nice. They learned very fast.
That's good. I like A Basin. Well, it's a little windy
the thing
up there.
With,
but...
and the thing with kids skiing, I mean, their learning curve is so much better than adults, and they don't have very far to fall.
Right.
So
they bounce right back up.
They're fearless.
And they don't go that fast either. I mean, they go fast, but it's not as fast as grown-ups.
Then you go
but
pizza, right?
My 4-year-old was keeping up with both of us, so third time going skiing, she was...
Zipping down,
right,
huh?
Listen,
good for
she'll
her.
Be skiing circles around you by the time she's six, probably. Because
seriously,
they really
it.
Pick it up.
I'm
fast.
Still pizza, French fries, pizza, French fries, pizza, French fries. That's how good I am.